more news, go to our website, usaradio.com.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yeah, we welcome you back. Here we go again. Another hour gets underway. Bucket Strategy Investing. I'm Johnny Dean, hosting with my pal, Professor Rick Plum, where you get the best in money information, and we are ready to play the advisory role once again. Our Professor Plum, certified financial planner, here again this hour from Lucia Capital Group, standing by with me, ready to take more of your money questions. And we got some folks standing by. Your participation is highly encouraged because, hey, you know what? Otherwise, we just talk to ourselves. Nobody wants that. Give us a call right now. We do have some lines open. You can reach us here at 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. I would say it's wise to take full advantage of the vast knowledge that the Brain Trust has to offer. So you're going to give us a call right here. Another way to do it, of course, send us your emails. You go to our website, wealthed.com, as in wealth education. You click on the Find Your Answer link there near the top of the page. We'll read and answer them here on the program. Our aim on this show is, of course, to deliver to you the best in money information every day. I think we do that, I hope. And you can get in touch with the Brain Trust both on the air and off the air. If you want to set up a face-to-face meeting with an advisor, or you want to schedule an appointment, or maybe just have a question, whatever needs to be answered, you can call Professor Plum or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Their off-air number, 800-644-1150. Your individual goals, your individual needs require a financial plan that is uniquely tailored to you. And the advisors have made themselves available to go over your plans, those goals you have, your individual situation, and devise a buckets strategy that will work for you, can work for you. Their number again, 800-644-1150. Potentially could work for you. I think it will. 800-644-1150. Off the air. Again, on the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Now, last hour, we hadn't gotten to this two scenarios that I want to cover. We were talking about estate planning, if you heard it. If you didn't, we were talking about it. And one of the things we had said, one of the main points, Professor Plum, when you're setting up an estate plan, not so much for taxes, although that can help if you have a lot of money, but really control. Mm-hmm. Control can be the big issue. Now that the estate tax limits are quite a bit high, higher than they were 15, 20 years ago, let's say relatively high, we have portability, which allows spouses to inherit whatever their unused
credit is.
Yes, they're unused. So one person could, in essence, have up to almost $11 million of estate tax exemptions. Control. Now, a couple of scenarios here. One I'm going to bring up and one that came in on an email last hour that I'd like to read. So the first one is this. You want to control your estate. You have a husband and a wife. They have a couple of kids. And let's say the wife passes away. Husband is left. He's got his two kids.
Okay.
He gets remarried. This new wife comes in to the family with two kids of her own.
Okay.
Okay? Now, kids, let's say the kids, they're older. So let's say the kids are in their 20s, each of them. And the husband loves his new wife, but the kids just, they don't get along with the husband.
That can never happen.
Oh, it could never happen. The odd thing is that I think, you know, more often than not,
this does
happen. Yes, of course. You know, before you're married, you say, "Oh no, we'll all get along." But it really doesn't happen. The kids don't like mom's new husband.
Dad's new. Oh yeah, or vice versa.
And the kids of the dad don't like dad's new wife. And anyway, we've seen that happen. So what happens is this: the husband
whose wife passed away. He's got a couple of kids. He's got his own...
He's got his own assets.
Assets. He's got his home. He's got his retirement accounts. He's got all this stuff. But now that he's remarried, the retirement accounts and...
Well, he now has, in his mind, an obligation to care for, provide for, and help this new spouse through,
sure,
through their survivor if he were to leave before she does.
Yeah, and by default, a lot of the stuff that he has, like perhaps his retirement accounts 401Ks and 401Ks, automatically would go to this new wife. Now, what he doesn't want to have happen... And this is where the scenario comes in. He doesn't want to have happen where he passes away and his new wife says, you know, I don't care much for my ex-husband. Loved my deceased husband, but I don't care much for his kids. I'm going to ace those kids out and my kids are now going to get everything.
It happens more than you would think, actually.
I mean, yeah.
Where they changed... somebody gets aced out. So there's two ways to control that. There's, and it also depends on, you know, age discrimination. I mean, there's a lot of times where the next spouse is quite a bit younger than the individual, and they're
sometimes
like,
as young as the kids.
Sometimes younger, but you know, but fairly close. So the kids, if you leave it, even if you leave it in trust, which is normally what happens, the decedent's share of the assets goes into a trust that the surviving spouse can use at least the income from it each year to provide for their ongoing support, but whatever's left in it when they pass away goes to the original set of kids.
But the spouse could
live a
long
time. But if there's a big age
time.
Difference, those kids could be waiting a really long time to get
yep.
their inheritance. So how do you go about doing it? In many cases, the trust is what's going on. If they're similar age, things of that nature, maybe we do set up a trust. Assets of the deceased go into the trust. The income can be used every year to provide for the surviving spouse, but then when the surviving spouse passes away, those assets, the surviving spouse can't renegotiate or basically retitle who gets those assets. The decedent, the first spouse that died in this case, gets to determine who gets those assets. And if they've named their kids, if they've named all the kids, who knows? But it's going
to
go that way,
so
as long as there's some money left in the trust.
So they set up a trust that says, if anything should happen to me, these assets I want ultimately to go to only my two kids.
Right. Well, what they'll say is that during... So I'm married. What they'll do, statement page. I so and so whatever. I'm married to so and so. And then upon my death, the assets will be maintained and held in trust. Income can be paid out annually to so and so, surviving spouse, during their lifetime. When that person passes away, then whatever is left in the trust gets split between my two kids, my three kids, whatever the case may be. Boom, boom. And they're identifying who it is and saying this is what's going to happen. Income goes this way. Assets go this way at a specific time in the future, usually designated by the death of that individual, or when they say disclaiming of the assets at that point. So I mean, it's held in trust. Now the question is, who's the trustee? Because there's really no trust police. There's nobody looking out for it other than the ultimate heirs are looking out to make sure that the trustee is doing what's right. And if you've named the surviving spouse as the trustee, it's difficult from a communication standpoint. That surviving spouse may be taking more than the income, maybe doing more than what was supposedly allowed in the trust. And there's very little the kids can do about it, the ultimate beneficiaries can do that, unless they can sue the stepmom in this case. And I mean, it causes a lot of contention. So in many cases, what will happen is they name co-trustees. One of the kids is a co-trustee with the surviving spouse, and they make decisions together, so they know what's happening, and they work together.
And they just use a non-family.
Use a non-family, but that becomes more expensive. People don't like doing that.
A lot more expensive, huh?
Generally, I mean.
But if control is what you want, I mean, you've already set up a trust that has a lot of provisions. I would think that.
And depending upon what's in the estate, depending on what's there, it may be that it's partially real estate that's being managed. I mean. So you've got multiple layers of expenses on this one. So this is the sticky part. This is why a lot of people don't do estate plans, because it can become complicated and it can become expensive. And you might just come to the point where let them fight it out. You know, that's not a good way to do it. But we've seen that come. You know, they just throw their hands up and say, you know what, I don't want to deal with this anymore. First off, I don't want to deal with my own mortality. But so you're either going to be dealing with a trust. Now, there's another way that potentially can get you around a lot of the headache. And one of the things you can do is just say, you know what? Leave everything to the surviving spouse. But in the meantime, I'm going to buy a life insurance policy mm-hmm. for $1 million, whatever. And each one of my kids, I've got two kids, each one of my kids, I'm basically buying them out in cash of the estate. That works really well as long as there's no assets in the estate that the kids really want, maybe a business or something else. So if you can just buy them out, and they get the $500,000 each. Surviving spouse gets their money, you're done.
Surviving spouse takes it all, and if she wants to do with it, if she doesn't give any to my kids, I'm not that concerned, because what I've done is I've purchased X number of dollars of life insurance, assuming you're insurable. Got to make sure you're insured.
There are problems with everything.
Of course, but let's assume you are. You purchase an insurance policy, which can be have designated beneficiaries of one kid, two, doesn't matter who it is.
Right, so depending on how many kids you have and how much, but that way has the advantage that you can tailor exactly what you want the kids to get. Mm-hmm. You know in advance what they're going to get, and within reason, when they're going to get it. They're going to get it when you die. And they're going to get, if there's two kids and it's $1 million policy, they're going to each get $500,000. So so you can tailor it by how much you want to give them. You can tailor it. And then there's no fuss, no muss with dealing with people having to work together after you're gone. But not everybody's insurable, and some people want to do things differently. That's where trusts come in. It comes in handy, too. And mm-hmm. These are all important estate planning issues.
Yeah, and there's another one. We got to take a break here. By the way, 877-PLANNER if you have any questions. There's another scenario, something we talked about before, which has to do that with the IRA beneficiaries being left, the beneficiary of an IRA being an estate. We had said before that it can create problems.
It can.
What those problems are, we'll tell you. But is there ever a situation where that should be the case? Now, we have an email that we're going to throw into the mix here because we got that last hour, and I'm going to read that to you, and we will make that part of the program. Now, if you've got questions on anything else or this, doesn't matter, lines are open, 877-PLANNER. We answer your money questions here, strategy, whatever. Give us a call, 877-PLANNER. It is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security Hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. buy in. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store staples.com for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Answering your money questions, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. It's Bucket Strategy Investing. Some lines open right now. Great questions so far. 877-PLA-NER. If you've got money questions, we're here for you, as we are every day at this particular time. Here from Lucia Capital Group, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Emails at wealthed.com, our website, wealthed.com. So we're going to sort of not really wrap it up, because we'll talk about it a little bit more, but I wanted to get to this other scenario. We've been talking a little bit about estate planning today and effective estate planning and the reason why you set up an estate plan. In some cases, it has to do with estate taxes, not, less so today because of the estate tax exemptions that we have, where people making less, people that have less than $11 million roughly in their estate are not going to be subject to any estate taxes under current law. So really, it's more about control. It's more about controlling your assets and understanding where you want, what you want to have happen, if you indeed at all care after you're gone. So this came in, this email last hour. They have two questions. So here's the first one. This they said, you mentioned that IRA beneficiaries should not be an estate, but rather direct beneficiaries. What about a trust being named the beneficiary? And they said, note, our situation is that we have one son as a beneficiary. So that's the first question.
Right. Now, you didn't mention whether that one son can handle the money. So let's assume that the one son is an adult and the one son can handle money. You're not worried about the control issue. I mentioned earlier there are two reasons to have a trust in place, two main reasons. There's also some peripheral ones. Main reason number one, to avoid probate. When you have a named beneficiary, that avoids probate. So the first reason, what most people, the reason most people do a trust to avoid probate isn't necessary when you have an IRA. You can avoid probate without the complexity of the trust. The second reason is control. Now, you didn't mention whether you needed to or wanted to put any controls over the beneficiary, but if for some reason, like we had a caller earlier, John, he wanted to control the asset for his son because he didn't want his son to be able to receive the money just basically outright unfettered. He had some issues. If control is an issue, then the trust is also an appropriate potential solution. If control is not an issue, then it's just a lot easier to name the person directly. When my kids were younger, I didn't name them directly. Now that they're older and they're all on their own, they're all working, they're all doing great, I don't mind if I leave a third of my estate, if my wife and I were to go together, or God forbid she goes before me, and I leave what's left of our estate, my IRA or whatever it is, to my three kids, and if one of them wants to take their third in a lump sum, that's up to them. I don't think they would, but I'm not going to put any controls on it for them. So I'm going to name them directly. I'm not going to put a trust in place to control it on their behalf. And so naming them directly, now the attorneys may not see it this way.
Why is that? What do you mean? What do they care?
Because they just, their attitude is everything goes to the trust, but they don't have to do the paperwork for creating trust beneficiaries.
Which can be substantial, by the way.
It can be a pain.
Of course.
It's just a lot easier for the beneficiary if you don't have control issues over those monies for that beneficiary. It's just a lot easier, especially when you have one beneficiary.
Yeah, in
this
situation.
In many cases, it's just easier to name them directly.
Now, here's the second question. If you have a living trust set up, doesn't it give your designated beneficiary more flexibility if your IRAs are within your trust?
No. The whole idea of the trust is to limit flexibility, limit the control that the individual has.
Give you more control as the trustor.
I can't think of anything the trust can do that you can't do better. No, that the beneficiary can't do on their own. So the trust actually potentially hampers the flexibility. The trustee has to stay in place. The trust has to stay open. The trust has to file tax returns every year. So it's not as easy to manage. There's multiple layers involved rather than just one layer of the inherited stretch IRA. So again, it's control. If you have a control issue, the trust is very, very important and appropriate. Mm-hmm. If you don't have control issues, I can't think of anything. Now, the only other thing would be creditor protection. Like I said earlier in the show, if you're worried about that beneficiary having creditor problems, an IRA is basically creditor protected for the owner. But we heard a year or two ago, the courts came out and said, beneficiary IRAs are not creditor protected. They do not carry the same creditor protection for the beneficiary as it does for the owner.
Yeah, so what does this mean? That's actually rather significant here.
So if you're worried about somebody suing the beneficiary, these assets would be available to help satisfy that lawsuit if they're the named direct beneficiary. And so if you're worried about them being sued or creditor issues for the beneficiary, then the trust comes into play again. Because now the trust with a separate trustee, if you name the child, the beneficiary, as the trustee as well, the creditor protection kind of goes out the window because now they have total control over the trustee. They are the trustee. So you'd want to have a separate trustee that could pay out or not pay out at their discretion, not the beneficiary's discretion, if you want that creditor protection.
877-PLANNER, PLANNER. If you have money questions, we got some lines open for you right now. Any question you have at all regarding your estate or your retirement, Social Security, annuities, life insurance, doesn't matter. We will talk to you about it. So one last thing on this, Professor Plum. You have a business. One way to use an estate plan is for this effective business succession as well.
Well, anytime you have a business, you should be thinking about two sides of it. How do I get out of it someday and retire?
Mm-hmm.
Or what happens if I get out of it before I retire?
As in you pass away and something happens.
Or you become disabled, too. Those are all issues that you have to look at.
Well, that's it. A couple of questions that I thought of here. Here's one you should be asking. Will your spouse be able or want to run the business if you have a spouse? Does your spouse want to work with your partner? Maybe you got a business partner and, you know.
Will your business partner want to work with your spouse?
Or does it work vice versa? Exactly. Is one of your kids in a business? Is that's something you should be thinking about? Do you have some kind of a buyout agreement, you know, between the parties?
Well, that would normally when you have a buyout agreement, you've done some estate planning because that's the reason you do the buyout agreement.
Yeah. Is there a valuation method to the buyout? I mean, that's also
those
part
are
of it.
All when but, you're a business owner, those are all incredibly important issues. How do I get out of this? Either because I want to, or because I have to, or there's no choice because I did get out of it because I died.
Right.
What happens to the asset? Is the value of the business me personally because of my contacts, my whatever it is, or is there value, ongoing value to the business as long as somebody can step in and continue running it?
Now, if
who is that person going to be?
Yeah, now if you have, let's say you have a kid who wants to step in, but you got three kids. You have one kid, kid's going to step in, says, all right, I'm going to run the business, I'll take care of it for you. Well, that means that if the business is the bulk of your estate, the bulk of your estate is going to one kid. There may be a way to satisfy the other two kids, you know, make sure that they are, we call it estate equalization, I
well,
guess.
Well, you can buy a life insurance policy to buy them out of the business. But it also depends on the business and how things are being set up now, the age of the individuals that are inheriting.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody who, he and his sister inherited a car dealership, a very successful car dealership. He was not in the car dealership. He went a different route. He has his own career, started off in another area. But the sister went into the car dealership, and she was basically running it before the parents passed away. And so it was just logical for her to continue running it, but they still own He still owns, they own it together. She takes a salary, so she takes her value of her running it out of it by salary, not profit, and then profits are split after the fact, and so he gets his share of the profits still. So there are, it all depends on the family and how you want to run it, what's going on, what's available.
877-PLANNER, once again, we got some lines open. If you've got a money question, we got to take a break, but we'll take your calls on the other side of that break, so give us a call. 877-752-6637. Some emails to get to as well. Could be on any topic you like. It doesn't matter. We will get to those when we come back. If you want to email us, you go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group are coming right back. Don't go away.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. That explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and address their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, the Brain Trust, consisting of Professor Rick Plum today, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. You want to get on board, ask a money question. We do have lines open right now for you, 877-752-6637. Emails at wealthed.com, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. Clarice in Augusta, Georgia. My husband is 70 and a half. We have about $300,000 in a SEP IRA. How much does he take as a minimum distribution? He's always been self-employed, no 401k. We do not need the money right now. We are currently getting Social Security and have part-time jobs.
Well, because he is 70 and a half this year, he does have a required minimum distribution this year, 2016. The question of how much depends on will he return 71 before the end of the year? Or, well, he's 70 and a half now, so he'll turn 71 before the end of the year. So his required minimum distribution is basically calculated by taking the value of that IRA as of the end of last year, 12/31/15, divided by the life expectancy factor that the government has given us for IRAs for the age that he will attain this year, 71. It's just a little under 4%. It's about 3.77, 3.78%. So if he takes out 4% of last year's ending balance, he's fine. Now, he doesn't have to take that out in cash. There's no requirement that the required minimum distribution be distributed in cash if he has some securities, some stocks, some bonds, some whatever it is inside of his IRA that he wants to hold on to long term. He can just have that money transferred or those assets transferred in kind from the IRA to his personal name. So if it's in a brokerage account in his IRA, it can change it from his brokerage IRA to his personal name IRA. And as long as the value on the day of the transfer is equal to or greater than the required minimum distribution, done deal, it's satisfied. So he does have to take one. Now, this is his very first required minimum distribution. You both have part-time jobs. If you were saying, look, we're going to work through this year, but we're not going to work anymore next year, he may want to postpone taking this one and only this one required minimum distribution until the first quarter of next year, 2017. He can do that with the very first required minimum distribution, but he can't postpone any others. Now, if you're going to continue the part-time jobs forever and ever and ever, then there's no reason to postpone. But if you're making a lot of money this year and you won't be making as much money next year, it may be beneficial to wait until next year and take two next year rather than take one this year on top of your other work. So it's a little bit of a tax question, but the amount to be distributed is just shy of 4%. Now, that number will change on an annual basis. The percentage will change on an annual basis because as we get older, our life expectancy gets shorter. So we're dividing the balance by a smaller number, which creates a larger required minimum distribution. It doesn't go up super fast, but it does go up. By the time you're 80, it's in the 5% range. And you get up a little bit past that, then it starts ramping up as a percentage. So you just have to look at balance at the end of last year, life expectancy that the IRS gives us for this year.
Yeah.
Now, I'm assuming also that you're not more than 10 years younger than him, yeah. Clarice. If you're significantly younger than him, more than 10 years younger, then he uses a different table. And the percentage goes down, because it's based on both of your life expectancies when there's more than a 10-year age gap between the spouses. And so the younger you are, the longer it gets to be stretched out. That means smaller distributions.
Now, the fact that it's a SEP IRA,
It's an IRA.
It doesn't matter in this case for required minimum distributions necessarily, right?
It doesn't matter at all for required minimum distributions. It is an IRA. The reality is the SEP part of a SEP IRA is the agreement that allows the business to put money into your IRA, your individual retirement account. Normally, we have an individual limit. As an individual, we can't put more than $5,565 into our IRAs. But the SEP is the portion of it that allows a business, independent of how much you do or do not put into your IRA, a business to contribute to your IRA. But once the money is in the IRA, it's just an IRA. And since it was self-employed the whole time, you definitely own 5% or more of the business, you own 100%. There's no deferring the RMD on a SEP IRA. For one thing, it's an IRA. We don't get the deferment of it. And he owns 100% of the business. So we don't get the deferment on the required minimum distribution.
Yeah, so the fact that they're both working part-time jobs, it doesn't matter if they're still working, if they both work at in this business that he has set up. Because
assuming
he is the sole owner, which I'm guessing he is, that's 100% of the company, seems to be more than 5%.
Now, if he wanted to try to save on taxes, you're making a reasonable income working part-time. If it's a self-employed situation, you could put a 401k into the business, and you can still contribute to a 401k. Now, he can no longer contribute to an IRA, a traditional IRA. He could do the SEP contribution because that's the business contributing. He as an individual can't contribute. But he can do a SEP at the business, and then that just becomes part of the balance for the next year's required minimum distribution. He could do a 401k, but then he'll have a required minimum distribution from that the following year. But, I mean, if he can put in $24,000, that raises his required minimum distribution the following year by 4% of $24,000. So the tax, while you're working, the tax savings may still benefit you doing some type of retirement planning going forward.
877-PLANNER. If you got questions for us, 877-PLANNER. You can also email us once again at our website, wealth, WEALTH, wealthed.com. This comes from Kimball in Lubbock, Texas. This came in a little while ago. I was born with cerebral palsy. Both of my parents are deceased. Shouldn't I be entitled to a portion of their Social Security?
Sure. Yeah, you may be entitled to a portion of it. You would have to ask the Social Security, and you're going to be looking at what you're already receiving on your own Social Security benefit, or SSI, and see whether or not that the benefit that you would receive from either one of your deceased parents is larger than what you're already receiving. But there's no harm in asking. Depending upon what their benefit was, it may give you some extra money each month. But you do have to look at, well, will it be too much? Will it affect your ability to maintain your Medicare and things of that nature? But yeah, if the benefit that they were expected to receive when they retired or were receiving when they were alive is bigger than what you're already receiving, then there might be some more money for you based on one of the two. Now, you're not going to get both of them. You're not going to get a benefit from mom and a benefit from dad.
Yeah.
You're only going to get the higher of the benefits that you are entitled to.
And again, assuming that it's higher than the benefits that
he's already receiving from SSI or whatever.
Right. And in a way, it's sort of like how spousal benefits would work for a spouse.
Right.
You know, as long as they're larger than.
I don't know to the degree of his CP, cerebral palsy, but if he's working, he will be subject to the work limitations.
Yep. All right. We had another question on this, too, by the way, on the spousal. I brought that up, so I want to move down. 877-PLANNER. I want to put Dale up next in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Hello, Dale.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Great show. Thank you for everything.
You bet. Thanks.
I've got a question for you. I was born in August of 1954. I'm going to be 62 years old in a couple months. Hopefully I'm going to be taking my Social Security, waiting until I'm 70, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I was married once, have an ex-spouse. We were married over 17 years. She is 6 years younger than I am. Is there any way I could get a spousal at any time from her prior to me being 70 years old?
Whose benefit is bigger, yours or hers?
Mine is bigger, but I'm thinking even if I could get a little bit, I could get something before to tide me over until I reach 70.
Yeah, let me tell you this. You're 8 months too late.
You just missed it, Dale.
You were born 8 months too late.
I kind of thought that might be the case.
Because you were born after January 1st, 1954, You are not eligible to do a restricted application from anybody else's work record.
Which is what you're asking if you could do.
So what that means is when you apply for a benefit, you mm-hmm. must apply for your own benefit first. You do not right. have the option of saying, I don't want to apply for more mine. I just want the spousal. You don't have that option anymore. The only way to do this is wait until 70. As long as she is still alive, you're not going to get a spousal benefit.
As long as she's alive. Now, what, God forbid, what happens if she would pass away?
Well, now you're eligible for a widower's benefit. And that is not coordinated the same way. And that one you could take, assuming you're not working,
and not
as early as age 60. But you know, you could mm-hmm. start it now if something, God forbid, you got to say
if
that, right?
If she were deceased.
You see, the widow's benefit and widower's benefit are not the same as the spousal benefits.
Okay. Can I ask you guys another question?
Sure.
I have a friend, girlfriend. Now, she was married, but her husband passed away, oh, my God, maybe 5 years ago, something like that.
Right.
Now, can she collect a spousal benefit from him or a widow's benefit?
How old is your friend?
Oh, my God, she's 5 years younger than me, so I'm going to say she's 57 right now.
Then, no, she cannot get a benefit because the earliest she can get a benefit is age 60 as a widow.
Yeah, hey, listen, Dale, I'll tell you what, I have to take a break. If you want to hang on, and we can explain this further, we'll do it anyway on the air and explain what that means. If you have other questions, too, you are more than welcome to hang on. I just got to take a quick break here, pay a couple of bills, and we're going to come back. So, Dale, if you want to hang on, great. If not, we will still talk about it. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, explaining all this stuff, talking to you about your money, wealth education, when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take the spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Taking your calls, 877 Planner, Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum. All right, before the break, we were talking to Dale in Port St. Lucie about the whole idea of a spousal benefit, and then he had asked about a widow's benefit. Dale, you're still with us, right?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, you may have another question. I'm going to have Professor Plum talk a little bit, though, about why your girlfriend or friend won't get the benefit, at least not yet.
Well, your friend is a widower, basically, but she's not eligible for a benefit yet because she's unfortunately not old enough, or fortunately, she's not old enough. The earliest you can get a widow's benefit or widower's benefit is age 60. Now, the key there is once she's 60, assuming she's not working and she's single, she can get a benefit from
now,
the...
What if she is working?
If she's working and she's making more than $15,720, she loses her eligibility to get that benefit. Just like any other benefit that we're eligible for, before we get to full retirement age, there are earnings limitations on the benefits.
Well, she starts to phase out. It doesn't lose it at that, but it begins to
phase
out.
Yeah, $15,720. Below that, there's no impact. Above that, you start losing $1 of benefits for every $2 of earnings in excess of that $15,720 number. That number is adjusted for inflation almost every year. But so it just depends on what's going on. If she's working, making 30, 40, 50,000, she's not going to be eligible for it because she's working.
I'd say she's probably making roughly that. Roughly that.
Yeah, so it's unlikely if she's going to get much of a benefit, if anything, at still making
level. What happens if she waits till later years, like 62, 66, whatever?
Well, once she quits working or drops below the 15,720 as adjusted for inflation, or she reaches her full retirement age, which would be 66 and 10 months, she can make anything she wants and apply for the benefit as long as she's single and get the benefit for the rest of her life, and she won't lose it even if she gets married after that.
Now, is this somebody that you might get married to at some point, Dale, or is this just a friend?
Too early.
It's a possibility.
Okay. Well, I only ask because Professor Plum, if they get married, if Dale, you decide she's what, 57, is that?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you decide to get married before
she's eligible for a benefit, then she's only eligible for benefits from you or herself.
Right. I understand that. Yeah. Okay. Now, does it matter how long they were actually married?
He passed away while they were married, correct?
No, he passed away after they were married. He passed away, I'm going to say, roughly 5 years ago, and I'm going to say they were married roughly for duration of 5 years.
Okay, then she, okay.
3 years ago.
Okay. I thought she passed. I thought he passed away while they were married, but no. To be eligible for any ex-spouse benefit, whether it's ex-spouse spousal, whether it's ex-spouse survivor benefit, the marriage had to be a qualifying marriage, meaning it had to last for at least 10 years.
Okay. It might have, but I don't think it did. I don't think.
So that would be one thing to look at. If it lasted less than 10 years and they got divorced, then she's not eligible for any benefits from his work record
anymore.
Because
it's not a qualifying marriage.
It's not a qualifying former marriage.
I understand that. Okay, can I ask one last question?
You may. Why not? Dale, go right ahead. Okay, you're asking some great questions.
You guys, I might as well milk it, right?
That's right. Go right ahead.
Now, my ex-spouse, okay, I'm going to be 62, like I said, in August. She is 6 years younger than I am. Now, I understand she'll be able to collect a spousal on me, okay? When can she do that, and what are the qualifications that she would have? Now, we were married 17 years. Okay?
Right, and you've been divorced for more than 2 years. Once she is age 60, now she's going to have the same work limitations as anybody else. If she's under full retirement age, she has work limitations, earnings limitations. Right. But she would potentially be eligible as early as age 62 for a reduced spousal benefit, but only to the extent that it's higher than her own benefit. If she flies for a benefit, she's got the same problem you do, her benefit is going to have to start first. And unless her benefit is very, very small, less than half of what you would have gotten at pretty much any age, then she's not going to get a spousal benefit either.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the good news is, if she does get a spousal benefit, it has no impact on you. It has
That I understand. But the kicker is that her benefit would have to be, she would have to apply for hers first, and it would have to be less than half of mine?
No, well, yeah, pretty much, because the best spousal benefit there is 50% of your full retirement age benefit. So if your benefit's $2,000 a month, just for illustration purposes, and her benefit is $1,000 a month, there will be no spousal benefit. If her benefit is only $500 a month, then yes, there would be a spousal benefit to her. If her benefit's $1,200, $1,300, $1,400 a month at full retirement age, she'll never get a spousal benefit because her benefit is larger than what your benefit would be for her, the half of it.
I'm thinking that my benefit at full retirement, let's say, is $1,500. I'm thinking her benefit at full retirement might be $1,000 at full retirement, maybe not even that.
If those numbers are true, she'll never get a spousal benefit from you while you're alive. Now, that little game we played, if God forbid something happened to her, something happened to you, she gets a bigger benefit.
So you tell me the only way it works is one of us drops dead. Is that it?
No, it works better if you just stay alive and neither one gets a benefit from each other.
Right.
But yes, if one of you
does.
But you're
correct. If one of you passes away, there is some benefit to, financial benefit.
I get you. Very good. Well, thank you guys. As always, you're very informative. And listening to you guys every chance I get, you're the best thing on radio. Thank you.
Thank you, Dale. I appreciate the call. Great questions. I'm glad he asked those. Yeah, we don't talk a lot about it, but we should talk because, we get a whole bunch of questions on this. And it's one of the reasons we have a Social Security show every Tuesday.
And some of the reasons we're not talking about it as much as we used to is some of the claiming strategies are gone.
The claiming strategies are gone. What Dale had originally was taught, what he was originally calling about.
What he was originally hoping for.
It was to be able to take a benefit from his ex-spouse, his ex-wife. And he knew, obviously, he had a qualifying marriage, so all that. To be able to take it and allow his to grow.
Right.
And just get some extra money, which is really what we wanted. That was a great strategy.
Right. For him, it wasn't as good as other people, though, because he had to wait as an ex-spouse. He would have had to have waited until he was like 68
to get
a benefit anyway, because she's 6 years younger than him.
Yeah.
And for an ex to be able to be eligible for a spousal benefit ever, the work record we're trying to pull from, they have to be at least 62 years old. So he had to wait until 62 before he could have ever even tried to apply for a spousal benefit. But unfortunately, because of the law they passed last year, the fact that he wasn't born before January 2nd of this year,
months.
Or 54, not this year, He's too young.
Too young, yeah, unfortunately. And would have been nice. I mean, he could have had a couple of years, maybe.
Yeah, he could have gotten
spousal, you know, and allowed his to grow till 70.
Could have got $600 a month for a while.
Hey, that's, you know,
better
that's
than nothing.
Absolutely. All right, we're out of time for this hour. If you need the Brain Trust, you want to talk to Professor Rick Plum off the air or any of the Brain Trust advisors from Lucia Capital Group. Their phone number goes like this, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150 at Lucia Capital Group. That's it for today. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.